Rock 107 WIRX. Prank call of the week.
Hello!
Brought to you by Extreme Wireless on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hi. I was calling because I need to rent a room for the night.
Yes. How many rooms will you need? How many people?
I just need one room, one person. I do have a question, though. Are you guys pet friendly, perchance?
We're pet friendly. Let me look at the policy here. 35-pound or under dog. So smaller dogs, we do allow, yes.
Okay. Well, I was wondering if maybe we could skirt those rules just a bit. So just so you know, I'm a zookeeper, and I'm actually transferring some animals to a zoo near you guys. But
you're what?
I'm a zookeeper.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I've been doing it for the last 15 years, and I absolutely love it.
Oh, but like, aren't you supposed to work at like the zoo? Like, what do you need a hotel for then?
So what I'm doing is I'm actually transferring some animals over to one of our zoos that we own near you guys. The problem is I actually had some trailer issues, and it's in the shop right now. So I need a spot for me and some animals.
Oh, but like what kind of animals, man?
I do have a handful. And again, I hope you can work with me on this. So we do actually have some small Antarctica penguins.
No. Oh man.
They're very tiny. See. They're just babies.
Do they have to be in like ice or something or what? What do you do?
Believe it or not, they do very well in temperate, very mild temperatures. Not for long. We don't want to keep them there long. It's just going to be one night. And again, they're babies. They're really tiny.
Okay. Like how big is tiny?
I think of like a chihuahua size. It's a cold weather chihuahua.
All right. Let me level with you. The main manager is out on vacation, so I'm kind of doing this thing. I guess if it's like a small animal like that, then I can put you off in like sort of the northwest end of the building, and
Well, not just the penguins. I do have two small koalas, along with three sloths.
Oh.
What's your guys' take on bears?
Are they gonna like tear stuff up or whatever? Should I just like take the beds out or what?
Actually, no. The koalas would really enjoy the beds. Maybe if you had like an extra like clothes hanger that I could put the sloths on, I think they'd be really comfortable.
No way. Do they just like hang upside down?
They just hang there. That's
like
all
when
they do.
Sleep or whatever?
They're the easiest animal to care for.
Man.
They won't make a peep the whole time. I promise.
That sounds pretty cool. We should probably keep it there.
The only issue is I still have just a couple more. I promise they're really well behaved. They've been around humans their whole life. Are you okay with a panda?
Well, you've got a panda?
It's a full-grown mother panda. We have to actually transfer over for some pregnancy issues. She is pregnant. Now, I can't guarantee that she's not going to give birth in the hotel, though.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is starting to get a little out of hand. Like, I mean,
pandas are basically big teddy
bears. Like, oh, cool floss and like some baby penguins of like, ooh, that's exciting. And like, I feel like I can handle that, but pandas are kind of big.
She's quite large, but they're basically giant teddy bears. She'll sit in the corner and eat her bamboo, and I promise you won't have any issues with her.
I mean, one of the pool rooms is being like renovated and stuff.
I think
like it's closed off to the public. Should I just what if you took out like the whole that area, and it's like even if there's a mess or whatever, it can get cleaned up.
That'd be great.
I'm gonna need like a really big deposit for that cleanup.
For sure.
I got the zoo
credit card. We can cover any damages. We just appreciate you allowing us to stay there just for one night. I do have a lion. Is that going to be an issue? One lion. It's in a cage.
Oh,
it'll be fine.
Oh, say, wait, did you say lion?
One lion. It's just one little lion. It's not going to be an issue.
No. Like, wait, are you talking like a baby cub?
No. It's a full-grown.
Or what?
It's a full-grown male lion I have with me.
No way. No, buddy. I got to stop there. No way. Yeah, no. I can't bring a lion.
Are you sure?
No. I'm so sure. You know what? Like... I'm thinking like you need space and like fences and stuff like there are farms around the general area that are big enough.
I can't put this lion by farm animals; it'll eat them.
No. I'm saying dirt farms, like farms that just raise vegetable crops or something.
I get what you're saying.
Like there are some out there that are multiple hundreds of acres, and I'm sure, you know, like, as long as you have some kind of, like, set-up cage electric fencing for it, they let you do it for a night. Like, that'd be fine or whatever.
Boy.
I don't know.
I guess I'll have to look around. I really wish we could make this work. I'm sorry that the lion is a deal-breaker. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I tried.
You did. I appreciate you at least trying to figure it out with me. I'll find some place to go with my animals, and I hope we can make this work out. So I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Hey, no problem, buddy.
That was your prank call of the week, brought to you by Extreme Wireless, your Boost Mobile dealer on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles. Rock 107 WIRX.